Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljud. On August 10th, the Israeli military struck a school-turned shelter for Palestinians in Gaza City, killing more than 100 Palestinians, including women and children. Israel said that Hamas members were hiding in the school to justify the attack. However, they did not provide any evidence for this claim. They said that they had been working towards reducing the risk of harming civilians, while also labeling the death toll from Palestinian officials as inaccurate. Azat al-Rishk, a member of Hamas's political bureau, said that there were no armed men in the school. Hamas stated that Israel's justifications for their attacks on the schools are excuses to target civilians, schools, hospitals, and refugee tents, all of which are false pretexts and expose lies to justify its crimes. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, the death toll has surpassed 40,000. On August 15th, Bangladesh's interim government announced that the United Nations will look into the crimes that were committed during the weeks-long protest that ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. UN investigators are likely to arrive next week. Hasina's government was accused of extensive human rights abuses as well as the mass detention and extrajudicial killing of thousands of her political adversaries during her 15-year rule. Local authorities also started investigating allegations of murders, genocide, and crimes against humanity committed by Hasina, her cabinet colleagues, and top security officials. The student protests began of the reintroduction of a quota system that would reserve 30% of high-paying government jobs for descendants of veterans of Bangladesh's fight for independence in the midst of high unemployment rates. On August 9th, Algerian gold medalist Iman Khalif filed a cyberbullying lawsuit against Elon Musk, J.K. Rowling, and Donald Trump. Khalif won the gold medal for the women's boxing at the Olympics in Paris this year, but had to deal with much online abuse during her run after she defeated the Italian boxer, Angela Carini, in under 1 minute. Carini said that she had never been hit so hard in her life, which led to several people bringing up her IBA ban. Back in 2023, the Russian-led International Boxing Association stated that Khalif had failed her gender eligibility tests and that she could not compete in world championships. The nature of these tests, as well as the results, were never disclosed. However, under the International Olympic Committee's regulations, Khalif was cleared to compete. An IOC spokesperson said that many women can have elevated testosterone levels but still be women and compete as women. Carini later apologized to Khalif and said that she respects the IOC's decision to let her compete in the Paris Olympics. Khalif's lawyer stated that the case was filed against X, but Musk, Rowling, and Trump are specifically named because of their misleading comments on the platform. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
I'm your host, Audrey Bramlett, and you are listening to Modern Melodies. This is going to be a new show, and I'll just be hosting everything modern jazz. So to start off, we have Spaceway 70 by Bruno Pernadas.
Slow, the night that tangible. I see colors in the sound. Draw them down and out. Give it a ball to you. Trying to hold on to the intangible. I see colors in the sound. Draw them down and out. Give it a ball to you. Oh, oh, oh.
Dimitri by Hiatus Coyote off of their new album Love Heart Cheat Code. Now we're going to take a quick break and listen to some ads.
State ascoltando a CJLO 1690 AM.
Mutech Festival celebrates 25 years of electronic music and digital creativity from August 20th to 25th. Enjoy an eclectic program featuring local and international artists performing at the Quartier de Spectacle. On the program, 6 unique immersive evenings, indoors and outdoors, and over 80 live audiovisual performances. The free experience stage will take place every evening from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Esplanade Tranquille. Alongside the festival, MuTech Forum will explore the latest trends in digital and sound creation, artificial intelligence, extended reality, gaming, and sustainability. Tickets and passes are already available at montreal.mutech.org.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
That was Montera by Kiefer, Luke Titus, and Per Krstajic off of their album, or more of an EP, Why Not? / Montera. Next up, we have Life by Lewis Cole, Metropole Orchest, and Jules Buckley off of his brand new album titled Life.
disgraceful. All right, let's move on.
Summer is a Comin' In by Charlotte Dos Santos, off of her album Cleo. Up next, we have a track titled Ia Ia by Amaro Freitas and Shabaka, off of his most recent album Ia Ia.
Thank you.
That beautiful song was Istanbul, featuring Elijah Fox and Yusuf Days on the drums. This is off of his album, The Yusuf Days Experience, live from Malibu. After the break, we'll be listening to some more upbeat stuff, featuring Eldar Jangarov and Fievel Izglock. So, let's just tune into the ads and we'll be right back.
Cigarettes after sex. Live in Montreal. X's World Tour. Bell Center. Saturday, August 31st. Get tickets now at Evenko.ca. The brand new album, X's, is available everywhere now. For more, visit cigarettesaftersex.com.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. Hey, I'm Craig Bailey, your host for an hour of music from the dark side of the moon, an hour of Pink Floyd. It's Floydian Slip every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more at FloydianSlip.com.
Pick this, you cannot be wrong. Let go never. All out here in my room. Cause in the dilemma before every trace, that's what it takes. All I do to say hello. My rebel. You hear the pathetic but high potential. Till lost the sunlit climb, you fight for long.
Thank you. Like a Georgia peach.